Let's set up with the news.
Okay, what news you got for me?
Well, hyperinflation still a thing.
Yeah, and and supposedly Marcus actually sent me this video of Biden giving $13.6 billion to Ukraine.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he sent me that video, dude. He was fucking fuming.
Why? Because he taxpayer money is going to.
Yeah, not only that too, but then he's like, you know, he's literally be like, "Fuck, now everything's gonna go up." Now I was like, "Yep."
Well, it's always been up.
No, but now he's like, now he thinks like the power surge, like you've been saying, is really gonna happen now. Think about $13.6 billion, plus also.
While that was happening, the Federal Reserve increased interest rates by a quarter percentage, almost 25 points. It is the first time since 3 years since the interest rate went up.
Hey, also, you know what I just noticed in Darkman 2? That we just, you know, that we recorded recently. I noticed that this fool didn't have any mental breakdowns.
It only happens when he sees Darkman.
Yeah, but I noticed that in the first one, though, but the first one, he had a lot of mental breakdowns. This one has, he had no mental breakdown.
It's implied that he mashed, got control.
But yeah, Marcus, like, the power surge and taxes, and gas is really gonna be $10, and I'm like, hey, I don't, hey, bro, but think
about it. And to the point, people are saying, like, the current gas has reached, I don't know if you ever watched the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith.
Yeah.
In the movie, the gas was up $7. But in ours, gasoline is actually beating the movie's quote-unquote set price. Due to some places in the country, gasoline's what, $7?
Yeah.
So that's happening. But since everything's going higher and higher, so the new popular thing is blame everything on Putin.
When really it's not the case.
Yeah, it's just a tolerable excuse. Are people buying it?
Buying what? Everything's Putin's fault or Biden is? Or what are you talking about?
Everything's Putin's fault.
Some people aren't buying it. From what I read on Instagram and Twitter, that a lot of people aren't buying it. They're just saying, oh, that.
It's just a more, believable excuse. It's just, hope people just buy it.
Yeah, Biden's like, oh, hopefully people do buy it when really it's just, pretty much they're like, okay, they already see through Joe Schtick. Then Kamala Harris, he sent me that video too. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, like, oh yeah, with inflation, you better rely on your friends. You better rely on your friends to help you. You know, you and your friends should rely on one another. But she just completely dodged the question of, you know, the hyperinflation. She just dodged it. So, yeah, better rely on your friends or else they're not really your friends. Like, how does this answer my question?
How is my friend going to get in gasoline?
Exactly. Going to steal it?
Are we going to raid a gas tank like Mad Max?
I've seen some people already doing that already. They're getting the old school way, the garden hose.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm getting their gas can and just stealing.
Siphoning gas?
Yep.
But most people are saying, like, oh, we have to. That patriotic duty to own Putin. Yes. Someone famously said that. That's Mr. Takei. Yes. Mr. Takei said that, oh, it's a patriotic duty to quote unquote, pay a little bit more gasoline because we gotta beat Putin. Yeah. He could tell that he was on ratio, but hey, what can you do, right?
Right.
And news in the front. So I know people are asking, so what's happening in the front? Absolutely nothing. Because all the lines, the front lines, is completely stagnated. Meaning nothing's going, no one's losing ground or gaining ground. To the point everything's boxed in, to the point that pretty much the fight is pretty much pop shots between the Ukraine military and the Russian military. Each time the Russians try to push in, they get their ass pinned, losing 100 men and more vehicles and air assets they should not lose. So everything has become stagnated. And also, during this week, Putin did a a video, not a video interview, but a speak to the country in Russia. And he had a fucking tirade.
Well, do you blame him?
No, he's blaming traitors within his best. Traitors in his country. I don't know if you ever saw the meme of Adolf, going 999, not 999, but the famous Adolf's tirade.
Yeah.
Where people just change the translated words to fit in something, like say about fall having bugs and them speaking German but having to translate something else. So pretty much Putin had his the Austrian painter meltdown on live TV to the point that people in Russia were saying like, I don't know, Chief, you were a little off, bro. And due to his tirade, he arrested the head of the Russian intelligence agency. And most people are asking, why did he arrest the guy for his intelligence bureau?
What?
This is, you probably say, why did he arrest the intelligence guy?
Wait, what intelligence guy?
Russia's version of the CIA.
Oh.
Well, for quote-unquote lying to him. Yes, that's the reason he arrested the former head of the intelligence bureau. For lying! And also, in other news, in Russian news, a editor in one of Russia's big news channels actually went live on TV and pull out a sign saying no more, doing a very public showing of, protesting against the war.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was live on TV because, ironically, in Russia, the state media more than going to the internet. People in Russia are more trusting to the of the TV than. Or they're not very tech-savvy, per se. And nobody knows where this lady is at. Yes. They don't know where this woman's currently at. Because after she got arrested, she disappeared.
Uh-oh. I think I already know where this is going.
And also during the weekend, the Russians managed to hit where the red militias were at. Yes. And remember I told you guys Redditors were actually going to Ukraine to fight the Russians?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, during the weekend, Russia did a massive artillery bombardment.
Really?
And during the bombardment, they hit where the foreign legionnaires were staying at. The majority of the people staying in that area were the Red crew. So, you can imagine some of those Redditors. And they're saying, oh shit, we didn't expect shit to get real. Yes. They thought it would be like one of their movies and video games. To the point that some of these Redditors decided to, fuck this, let's get out of here. And I'm saying like, the Ukraine military is not giving us a proper supplies. We're not getting the necessary training to fight, the Russians. And some, I was saying like, we didn't expect we'd be fighting an actual military. And like I said, during our last episode, we do expect, the people who actually go there and fight, right? But you have to understand, going there, it's not like your movies or video games. You're gonna see some heavy shit. Bad stuff's gonna happen. If you're coming in, I think it's gonna be one of your, Avengers comic book stuff. You're endangering yourself and the people around you. Well, that was happening. And there was actually a big earthquake in Japan, actually.
Really?
Near the Fukushima region. The earthquake was I have it written here. The earthquake was... That's forward. Okay, there we go. The earthquake was at 7.3. Right. And after that, the aftershock was a 6.4 magnitude earthquake near the Fukushima, where they had another a long time ago they had an earthquake and also a tsunami that hit the nuclear power plant in Fukushima.
Uh-huh.
So luckily there was no tsunami, but during that earthquake, they knocked that power.
Ooh.
Pretty much in that area, over 2.1 million households were up, lost power due to the earthquake. And the earthquake was pretty aggressive. While that was happening as well, there was a massive fire in a Walmart distribution center in Indianapolis, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And pretty much the asking theory about the fire is because, guess what happened?
What happened?
Pretty much someone was on their smoke break, and they probably forgot to put out the fire, put out the cigarettes. And, you know, if they went poof. And also, in China news, China had another outbreak of the mean flu. Yes. Yes. Yeah, they have a massive outbreak of infection. Pretty much thousands of residents, more than 100 buildings in Shaanxi, were taken to isolation camps. Yes, Andrew.
Oh.
And people are asking, oh, didn't those people took the jab? Yes. But also, yeah, look at this. In China, everything is, you know, there's houses really close together. Even the water is all close together, all that stuff, right? That's why, you know, those famous videos that we saw about, you know, when the first outbreak cases happened.
Ow. Yeah. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, fuck.
Yes, ow. The virus was deadly from the transmission transmission rate was low, but fatality was high due to how close proximity people were living together in China, right?
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. Oh.
Why, you got cramps?
No. You know when you drink something?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you drink something and you take a hard chug and it hurts your chest? Yep, that's me right now. I drink it too fast. Oh, Lord. Keep going. Don't mind me.
Yes. Since,
okay, it's going.
Yeah, that's why we saw those crazy videos in China. The transmission rate was low because you had to literally be on top of somebody to get the virus, and the fatality rate was high.
Right.
And the same thing is happening again in China. The transmission rate is low because you literally got to be on top somebody coughing and spitting at his face to get the virus. And the fatality rate is high because in China they have a very high percentage of all the people. While that was happening, our strategic petroleum reserves dropped almost drastically. Pretty much our reserves are used only for emergencies only, you know, for our oil, right?
Right.
But since you know, our stubbornness of, you know, digging oil at home, so we decided to just siphon oil from our reserves to the point that it's almost completely dropping at a ridiculous rate. Pretty much the U.S. continues to depend on its strategic petroleum reserves. Now it's down to 300 days of worth of oil supplies at the current demand. One of the lowest levels in history. Pretty much we're sucking that oil more and more to the point that when we actually do need it for an actual emergency, we only have 33 days worth of oil.
Oof.
And that's fucking horrendous.
It is.
And somewhat, you know, lighter news. Hunter Biden's infamous laptop is confirmed by the New York Times. Yes. You know, long ago about the laptop from hell. Apparently it was real.
Yeah. Oh, Biden got mad at you.
Yeah, apparently, the story was real. Apparently, every news station, every, you know, newspaper and news station were seeking the story because it was considered and labeled as disinformation by, you know, big tech companies. Pretty much they were like, we didn't want to touch this because, And to the point where when pretty much everyone was confirming about the laptop being real, the press secretary refused to answer the question. Because dating back on August 2020, she labeled it as Russian this Russian disinformation as quote unquote Russian fake news back in October 2020 after the election. So pretty much the White House is avoiding that question like the plague. So more, you know, L's in for the grandpa house. Andrew, how could one man take so many L's? It's almost mathematically impossible, Andrew. How is grandpa getting these L's? Do you know, Andrew?
Because he's an idiot.
Pretty much the whole administration is an idiot.
Yes.
Well, because during this week, the vice president went to Europe to quote unquote rally to support, right?
Right.
And apparently she fucked up so badly to the point that grandpa has to go to Europe and clean her mess. So you know that famous, videos of her, you know, cackling when news reporters were telling her like, you know, how are you gonna help the situation or are you guys gonna give, Ukraine those jet planes? And apparently she has a bad optics of laughing. I don't know, it's either nervous laughter or she just laughs. So that's not good looks for her. And I gotta say, she's not a looker per se, but hey, Judge Brown saw something in her. Nice. Any other news in your neck of the woods, Andrew?
Hold on, give me a minute. I'm buying some stuff, buying my groceries right now. Woo-wee. I must have spent at least, because of this hyperinflation, I must have spent at least almost $200 so far.
Have you seen me?
Have I seen what? Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah, meats are going like $20. Because I remember like several months ago, it was $17. Now it's like $22, $21. I remember when like a pack of chicken was only $7.
Yep.
Hell, I remember when gasoline was only $2. Wow. But hey, no tweets, am I right?
Shit, actually, you know, I specifically remember when people were joking about, oh yeah, gas will never reach $6. And that was back when Obama was in office.
Yeah.
And everybody's freaking out, oh my god, gas is gonna reach $7. And then what happens? Trump comes in. And lowers down the gas prices, and nobody says a fucking word. I'm buying my sister one of those cup tumblers.
Yeah, because
her doctor's like, oh yeah, she needs to be more, you know, she just needs to drink more water, you know, especially with the heat right now. So she.
Why? Do you have water in the hospital or what?
No, we do, but she needs to drink more of it. That's what her doctor pretty much told her. Because with the weather change and all that, she's been feeling, like, lightheaded. So that's what she went to doctors and they told her, hey, you just need to refuel, you know, drink more water. And that's what I was telling her, you know, that's why I was buying her own, like, personal tumbler with the straw. So she can have it, so she don't have to rely on, you know, using, different glasses and keep washing them. She can have her own cup, you know, pretty much. Her own cup of water.
I never get the meme of those tumblers. It seems pretty lame.
Well, okay, well, it's mostly depending where you go. I got mine from Etsy, where a person actually like customizes, like makes them from. Well, actually, like customize the design. This one was a Spider-Man one, and it had the spider logo in the front, the mask part on the back, and she actually like spray painted it before she put the plastic on there. She spray painted it red, white, blue, and black, and it's like a 17-ounce tumbler. Pretty much you can put whatever drink you want in there.
Yeah.
And people will know it's your cup because you can have them engraved or you can have a design where it spells out, you know, like, for example, you want a picture of a bald eagle with your name on it. You can actually put that on the tumbler.
Yeah.
And you can actually use that, you know, pretty much as your own personal traveling cup.
Yeah, I don't trust the tumbler meme.
No, it's a cup. It's a cup.
I'm not trusting the big tumbler corporation.
No, but like I said, this one's from Etsy. It's handmade. It's a handmade product.
Yeah,
it's not Marvel officiated, you know. Because I actually looked for a Marvel official one, and they're charging almost like $50 for one. It's like, bro, it's ridiculous.
because people like you are like, oh, I'm going to buy a tumbler. I'm going to buy it.
This is for my sister, dude. It's not for me.
No, like, you know, people in general are like, oh, I'm going to buy a Kubler.
Yeah, and guess what? You know, oh, yeah, I want a Batman one. Oh, yeah, that's going to run you like $50.
Yeah. To the point, like, I remember I used to bring my own plastic bottle of water because, you know.
Yeah.
And even I saw my sister was like, oh, what was the point of buying the tumbler?
Well, anyways, you know? Anyways, back to the point. Oh. Ooh, I don't remember that one. No, because it's showing on Stone Cold's Best Disguises. I don't remember him dressing up as a fireman. It supposedly happened in 2001. I don't remember that.
Oh, holy shoots.
What?
Massive radiation spikes near Chernobyl.
Ooh, that's not good.
The fucking Russians. I swear.
Yeah, out of all my groceries?
Yeah.
I spent literally $200.
$200?
Yes.
The highest I spent for groceries now, $117.
$17? No, but this is, okay. The cup, Spider-Man cup was $20, which, like I said, I wasn't going to pay $50 for official Marvel product when this lady can actually customize it. Let's see, there is, my CBD. That was $35.
Hey, bro, have you tried CBD? Have you tried
Elk Meat? Also, $30 from Walmart. That one was Walmart was $30, and that was just for vitamins and flushable wipes. No, that was $29. I'm sorry, $29. My organic deodorant, that was $38. Yeah, that was $38 from Dr. Squatch. Then Everyman Jack, that was $64. That's because I bought a 4-pack of body wash.
Mm-hmm.
4-pack of body wash and two sticks of deodorant. Okay, and then that was pretty much it. And then, of course, my dental insurance.
Lisa needs braces, dental plan. you remember when the system used to be good?
Yep.
Yeah, me neither.
And that was pretty much it, yeah. Literally, times that up all together. Let's see. 35, 29. All together adds up to be. And this is hyperinflation because I didn't pay this much before for all this stuff. Thanks, Joe and Harris, you fucking assholes.
But people don't like mean tweets, though.
I'd rather have the mean tweets than the fucking hyperinflation, bro. 15 equals $181 plus tax. So if you round it about, that's $183 I just spent. And literally, most of it is deodorant and body wash and vitamins. Originally, I was going to buy myself a cup. I was going to buy me a Venom one. But I cannot afford that right now. Because I have to pay for my fucking insurance bill, and that's $51. So, okay. Any news on my front? Well, let's see. Disney Plus did a massive update recently.
What?
Because since they got all the Netflix TV shows, like Daredevil and the Defenders, Luke Cage, and etc.
Uh-huh.
They actually had to put in a rating system now. To the point when you log into the app, it requires you to set your TV settings because of said shows, which means Disney Plus could be getting more rated R movies like The Predator, Alien, so on and so forth. And a lot of people freaking out, like, oh my god, like, how come my account is locked out? Well, that's because of they didn't have the rating system before, so the rating system would automatically give you TV-14, so you weren't able to watch anything else. But you could just do a simple change to TVMA/rated R, and you'll be fine. So y'all do it. And also, speaking of streaming services, pretty soon Netflix, you won't be able to share your passwords anymore. And people are like, what do you mean? Yeah, Netflix just announced that if you're password sharing with other people, if you're password sharing with your friends or even other family members, you will be paying a small fee between 50 cents to $1 for password sharing. This is due because a lot of people are downloading Netflix and password sharing, aka what Eric calls backstage pass. So Netflix are being dickheads about it, and they're like, you know what? Nah, we're going to charge the main person who pays for the account. AKA, yeah, we're going to charge you 50 cents to a dollar. Well, so let's see. Burger King wants to stand with McDonald's and shut down the 800 restaurants that are in Russia, but cannot do it.
Why not?
Uh-huh. This is from Yahoo News, from the business side of Yahoo News. The Burger King's parent company, President David Shear, says it wants to actually shut down all 800 locations in Russia. But due to franchising agreement contract, which means unilateral control. Also, Papa John's has the same problem with a rogue franchisee refusing to close. Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands International, wants to close the 800 of Russian locations, but can't. Actually, David Shear actually wrote an company-wide email on Thursday. We would like to suspend all Burger King operations immediately in Russia. Yes, we were able to enforce suspension of operations today. No, Shear wrote, thanks to a complicated legal processing contract. AKA, now Russia is actually using their contracts to make sure we don't have a repeat of McDonald's.
Well, they lost the KFC, they lost the Pizza Hut. They make sure that they're not gonna lose the Whopper.
Because now the big wigs in Russia and Burger King are actually, you know, paying the looking at the fine print of the contract. And they're saying like, yeah, you can't shut us down. So if people in Russia still wanna get their Whoppers on, go for it. Just say this. Just don't be surprised when the people are giving you attitude for it. The employees are giving you attitude. Nearly 400 gallons of gas were stolen from a North Carolina gas station.
Someone did a gasoline raid?
400 gallons of gas were stolen from a North Carolina gas station after the payment system was bypassed. Yeah. AKA, somebody hacked the system. AKA, Hacker Man. It was probably the Undisputed Era. They shocked the system. Adam Cole, baby.
You mean Chunkers?
Yep, Adam Chunkers. Oh, guess what? I did look up the entrance for Adam Cole at the pay-per-view.
Yeah?
Yeah, that Halo suit made him look chunkier.
Yeah, it was...
I don't know what Britt Baker's feeding him, but, you know, she's...
they just decided to not work out because...
Oh yeah, I'm not with Triple H no more, so I can get lazy. Isn't it? Didn't you say that about Keith Lee too?
Yeah.
But that's the thing though, you're more worried about Keith Lee than Adam Cole.
Yep.
And you want to tell the fans why you're more worried about Keith Lee than Adam Cole?
Cause he's morbidly obese. I know he's in shape and all, but you know, your heart cannot handle all that weight.
Not only that too, but think about it, you know, you can think about it, without the right, you know, if you're not working out like you used to, your body will tell you. Your workouts, you'll start to slow down. Other times, you're like, you know what, I'll skip the gym today. You know, I'll go tomorrow. It's like, no, dude. Like, and your body will tell you. Your body will let you know, hey, fool, you need to work out. What? You don't want to work out today? Cool. I'm going to just start having muscle spasms. And guess what? Your body will start cramping. I had that happen to me when I did get COVID. That happened to me. My body got cramped up, you know, I was starting to lose muscle. I was actually gaining weight from not doing that thing. Like, you couldn't really do much. And my body did tell me that, hey, fool, you know, you better start working out soon. I started getting cramps. Or two, my body was getting, you know, not only cramps, but just muscle stiffness. That would also happen, so, you know. So, you know, you gotta keep constantly working out, whether you want to or not.
Not constantly working out, but, you know, have an active lifestyle.
Yep. Oh, Hardik Patel said he was going to start shutting out the power to his pumps after business hours. 398 gallons of gas were stolen from a busy B grocery store and gas station High Point, North Carolina on Monday night. Storm Runner chases a van after thieves steal more than 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel from a family-owned gas station. Okay, surveillance footage shows a car pull up near the pumps and someone appeared to use a device to bypass the payment system. After that, more than 15 cars pull up and fill their tanks. And of course, 45 minutes later, We're talking between $1,500 to $2,000 worth of gas.
And nobody noticed the heist?
No, but that's the thing. The owner was actually out there, like, you know, like, looking all confused. Like, hey, like, well, what the fuck's going on?
Why? Because the little computer in red? Oh, someone paid me a credit card?
Okay, hold on. The owner of the gas stations, I had never seen nothing like this. It wasn't free. They were flat out just stealing. So pretty much they hacked the payment system. Tesla police that they were alerted to the theft. The people who called to report several cars near the gas station after hours. So pretty much this was a legit planned heist. Incident came as prices reached record highs. National average was almost $4.33 a gallon on Monday after setting four records in a row last week. So the Thursday morning, the average was about $4.30 per gallon, according to AAA. Spiking gas prices, partially a result of sanctions against oil producer Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, as well as the market that was already inflated by lower production during COVID-19 pandemic. Soaring prices have prompted police around the country and counties to warn drivers to protect their gas tanks by either purchasing a locking gas cap, parking in a visible wallet area, or avoiding parking in public places for long periods of time. He said that the gas theft is happening way too often than it should be. I have to consider whether he's even thinking that this could actually cost a lot of money and maybe even out of business. If I lose any more than I make, there might be some things to consider about in my near future. I point to the police department is investigating the theft at Patel Station, but has not made any arrests.
Scandalous. And also, you know, people have bought a more gas tank.
Yes.
For a specific reason. But hey, you asked for it. Fucking GTA. Oh, man.
Let's see what else. Biden raises stakes about allegations of Russia, including Putin's war crimes. Yeah, Joe Biden ain't gonna do shit.
Clock,
front and back, ready to roll. Now, you'll notice I'm a bit shaky, and that's because I just had
sex. It does that. Oh, hello. Oh, two clients for me. Get rid of this baseball.
You say that for wrestling?
So, are we ready to go to wrestling?
Hold on, not yet. Oh! Speculation for Halloween Horror Nights 31. The rumored map so far, the Mummy versus the Wolfman. El Chupacabra, Seaside Village, Underground Creatures, The Evil Dead, R.L. Stein's Fear Street, Halloween, The Weeknd, Pandora's Box, and The Last of Us. Oh, that Last of Us one looks interesting.
Video games?
Yeah, but The Last of Us is actually going to have their own, like, horror maze. So I guess now Universal's going towards more horror video games now than movies.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's good for them because, you know, you can only do so much with horror movies. Same thing with the horror movie comic books. You can only go do so much. What's next? They're going to do horror movie, you know, they're going to do horror manga? That's going to be difficult to pull off. But I already know Universal Studios Japan. I already know they got it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
If they can make legit authentic Titans statues, I know they got it figured out.
And also, I think they used to have a Resident Evil attraction.
Yeah, it was in Florida. Yeah, it was in Florida. It was on Welcome to Raccoon City.
No, in Japan was based on the video game.
No, but that's what the maze was called. It was Resident Evil Return to Raccoon City. And I actually seen it, dude. That shit looked pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Actually had animatronics. They had people in costumes. You know, a lot of references to the games. So yeah. But I'm saying here in America, like, you know. Let's see.
Yo, thank you. By the way, I didn't say thank you. Well, then who was out here? Hey, mate.
The Western elite is preventing us from going after the assets of Russia's A versus hyper rich. Okay, don't know what the fuck that means.
Huh?
Exactly. What does it mean for 2024 after Donald Trump dumped Mike Pence? What's gonna happen next?
Well, because many people are not really speculating that it's already a fact that the Don's gonna run again for the presidency, and since him and Pence are not in speaking terms.
Yep.
Many are speculating who's going to be his running mate.
Oh, that's...
Many are speculating it's DeSantis, but it seems mostly unlikely. Because DeSantis is fairly young, and I think DeSantis is waiting his turn to actually run for presidency, not for the vice presidency. Anyone else
want it? Putin's chilling warning to Russian protesters. You are traitors and scum, and a sign things aren't going to plan.
Yeah, that's why I said he had his Adolf moment on live TV. Pretty much blaming everyone for what's happening.
This one is fucking pure stupidity.
What?
Walmart fired online grocery worker. After she legit pulled a muscle while on the clock. Yeah, I guess she was shopping around, or she was trying to maybe pick up something that was above 40 pounds.
Yeah.
She probably had a muscle cramp. Either a muscle cramp or she legit, like, pulled a muscle. So Walmart decided, you're fired. So now the former employee is actually fired for a discrimination lawsuit. Yeah, she pulled a muscle that she actually performed her job beyond reasonable expectations, aka she lifted something that was above 40 pounds. Because the rules are there. If it's above 40 pounds, you need to have another employee help you lift it. Or two, not unless you're a strong lad and you can fucking pick it up, then don't, you know. But they would suggest not doing that. Because of, you know, muscle spasms and everything else. AKA, they don't want you to sit at home and get paid. The person's doctor placed her on light duty, and when she told her that to her managers there, they actually signed her by answering the phone. And then shortly thereafter, supervisors took her off light duty and told her to start performing facing slash zoning work, which means making sure the store's aisles were clean and properly organized. But then afterwards, she noticed that her hours were getting cut. Instead of doing full-time 40 hours, she started getting 36 hours, and so on and so forth. Also, they started scheduling her in the morning, even though she cut off her work availability, which also, they're not supposed to be doing that as well. Said that Walmart terminated people in that fashion by simply not putting them on the schedule or locking them out of their calendar or whenever they swiped their badge, it was an invalid badge. AKA they deleted your, cause at Walmart when you have, you know, pretty much any job now, when you have a barcode and you swipe it through the computer, Walmart is famous for doing that. Walmart is famous for deleting the barcode, your barcode number, they're famous for doing that. They'll delete it and be like, oh, well, you had to get a new one. No, that's bullshit. They don't want you to clock in. They don't want you to come into work. That is one of their scandalous ways of telling you, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, we don't want you to work here anymore. We're not going to fire you, but we're going to delete your barcode and, you know, slowly, little by little, delete you from our system database.
Well, in the video game news,
Eric played WWE 2K22.
No, I was talking about All Elite game.
Oh.
You want to know the progress?
Slow.
It's only 41% completed.
Bruh. I thought they would have been done with that shit by now.
And also, game development's not that long. If you know what the hell you're doing.
That's the thing, these guys don't know what they're doing.
And apparently it's, with the guys who did the old, Raw vs. SmackDown game. And somehow they're either taking, Tony Khan's money for a ride, or
yeah, they probably are. I have a feeling they probably are. They're like, you know what? Like, you know, we're getting paid by this fool. You know, we're getting paid by the hour, so we're going to take our time.
That's all it is.
Versus, you know, versus 2K, which is like, oh, well, here's your deadline. You better meet it.
It's good, right?
But guess what? You still have the mobile game on your phone or tablet you can play. When it comes to console games, nah, fuck off.
The visuals, I don't know what style they're going for.
I think they're going for Here Comes the Pain.
Blocky and...
Remember Here Comes the Pain and Shut Your Mouth and Just Bring It.
Not blocky per se, it's just, it doesn't look very, you know, the Uncanny Valley is very... It kind of looks like WWE All-Stars.
Well, remember CHQ and Dukes make that one.
I know, they're trying to do the whole, you know, it looks like action figures, but... Apparently, Cody, he's not going to be in the games.
So does that mean he's actually going back to WWE now?
That's the rumor.
Okay, do you have any more stuff to...
No, most of the stuff I'm going to say is wrestling.
It's mostly wrestling, so...
Yeah.
Are you ready to move on, or are you still good?
Ready to move on.
Alright, here we go.